I invoke the power, the love, and the wisdom of my ashram, soul, and monad to guide me into the right activity in the plan, to clarify and stimulate and inspire my mind, to transform and transmute my feelings and emotions, to energize and vitalize and heal my physical and etheric body, so there is a normal flow of energy in my physical and etheric body. Through this day and every day, I ask this in the name of the Christ, to serve the One. The Feast of Love. Love is the only king, the only ruler, the only creator. Hate and Satan, one. Rebel, anarchist, destroyer. Love. The action of hatred is known as malice. Love has only one punishment for the sinner, and that is forgiveness. To live according to the law of love is 100,000 times harder than to live according to the law of hatred. To this great effort I pledge myself. To live according to the law of love means the acceptance of every evil as a good. By that acceptance, if it is done in the spirit of love, the evil becomes good. It is to the conversion of evil into good in our natures, in the natures of others, and in the affairs of life that we devote ourselves. Henceforth, we do not avoid evil. We love it and transform it. By loving it, we make ourselves a part of the creative principle, which is love. To this great effort, the disciples pledge themselves during the Feast of Love and bind themselves together to unite in it. It cannot be done alone. All in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. All in the name of the Mother, Soul, and Collective Consciousness of Humanity. I love you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you.